We are queued up by Edley's Barbecue. Thanks for being with us on 104.5 The Zone alongside Chad Withrow and Paul Koharski. I'm Jonathan Hutton. Greg Cosell joins us. He has been with NFL Films now for over 40 years, and he has joined us weekly going on now 7 NFL seasons. Film analysis you're not going to find anywhere else, and he joins us weekly exclusively on the Midday 180. Greg, hope you're doing well. Good to-
Jonathan, great to be with you guys. How you doing?
We are great. And today we're excited to chat with Ryan Tannehill coming up at 1 o'clock, and we'll discuss him right now along with Derrick Henry. In this context, the overriding belief, Greg, among analytics in that community, many media members, is that investing in running backs and the run game, it's not the way to play offense in today's NFL. When you hear that, what goes through your mind?
Well, I think back to having been in this business a long time and watched a lot of tape and spoken to a lot of coaches going back to the 80s when I really I started actually at NFL Films in 1979, but really in the 80s is when I really started the whole process of tape study and trying to learn from as many coaches as possible. And, you know, I think you have to try to put it in context, Jonathan. What are offenses trying to do? For the most part, offenses, besides the obvious, score touchdowns. I mean, yeah, let's put that aside for the moment. That's the obvious. You're trying to create explosive plays, and because it's very difficult to run 12, 13, 14 plays and score touchdowns in the NFL, particularly in today's NFL. So one thing I've learned is there's many different ways to do that. I think most people automatically assume that the way to do that is to throw the football. And there's no question that percentage-wise, the more explosive plays come out of the passing game. But now the question is, how do you get to those plays? And you can do that in so many different ways. You can run the ball. See, I don't want to make this like a lecture, so let's just leave it at that, and you can jump in here, that there's many different ways to create explosive plays in the passing game.
Well, Paul, let's start with the play action, because that we saw quite a bit last season from Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, and so some people are dismissive of what Ryan Tannehill did because they say it was reliant on the play action. I think we see teams run effective play action with lesser backs than Derrick Henry. We see teams run effective play action on days where they're not necessarily running the ball well, no matter who their running back is. So you joke about giving a lecture. I want the Greg Cosell 101 refresher course on how you view play action as working, how reliant it is on effective running, and how reliant it is on an effective running back, because I see linebackers biting on it whether you're running well or not.
There's so many things to unpack here. First of all, one thing that's been proven, and I noticed this years and years ago watching tape, is you don't need to run the ball effectively in order to have an effective play-action passing. That's a myth, and a lot of people still believe it. It's patently false. What you do when you're a running football team like the Titans are, and then the debate about the quality of the back, that's another debate. But what do you do when you're a running football team, and that's your foundation, is you know what you're going to get from the defense in terms of their personnel and how they're going to align. Because when you line up with your base personnel and you're a run-first team, the defense reacts a certain way. But what you've done right there is you've made the defense predictable and you've given the quarterback a lot of information before the snap of the ball. I guarantee Ryan Tannehill will say the same thing when you talk to him later. He has more information now at the snap of the ball, and you know that the route concepts that you're calling, because you know what the defense will be, those route concepts are more likely percentage-wise, probability-wise, to be effective. So play action is a huge part of first down passing and normal down and distance passing when your run game is the foundation of your offense. And we know for a fact that the Titans were very, very good at that a year ago. So that's one element.
Is it unfair to score a quarterback down for being good at that the way that Tannehill seems to get scored down by a lot of analysts, like, Well, they're just running play action, and Derrick Henry's opening all that up for them.
Well, I tend to believe that it's a coach's job to do a good job with tactics and scheming and strategy. So, no, I don't knock a quarterback for being efficient within the context of an offense that he's asked to run. Like I said, there's many different ways to score and to create explosive plays in the passing game. And the Titans obviously have a big back who can run effectively, and it allows them to do a lot of things personnel-wise, formation-wise, to create explosive play opportunities. That is no reason to knock the quarterback at all.
Here's a side of it we don't get to that often. What does play action do for the run game?
Well, in terms of what it does for a run game, I mean, I think that most teams defensively, now we're talking, most teams defensively will react to down in distance, field location, the normal things that teams react to, personnel from the offense. So it's not that play action does things to the run game. It's the run game is the run game based on how you structure it and how you run the football. And there's also many ways to run the football. You can run the football out of base personnel as an eye back with the quarterback under center. You can run the football with the quarterback in the shotgun and the running back offset. There's many ways to run the football and to create pass game opportunities off of that. One other point, which is never talked about, and I don't think people think about this very often, but running the football effectively, not only does it create play action opportunities for explosive plays, but it also, what we call, shortens the game and allows your defense to play fewer snaps. And nobody thinks about that, but there have been plenty of studies done that defenses, when they reach a certain number of snaps, lose their efficiency. And that number is usually in the 60, 62 snap per game range. So when you run the ball effectively, you eat up clock, you shorten the game, and you allow your defense to be more effective. And that's a critical, critical factor for a lot of teams. It's really, really important in an era where people think of spread, tempo, let's run a lot of plays. When you run a lot of plays, the opponent runs a lot of plays, and your defense is on the field far too many snaps.
Greg Cosell with us from NFL Films. Greg, in regards to play action, I think some people may be surprised, but the assumption is, and I know the Titans are like this, for their offense, they have a play action pass for every run that they have. So you have to prepare for that. And then if you have a check with me situation, which they do with Ryan Tannehill, and I'm not sure how much he did this in Miami, but if you can trust your quarterback to make the right read on the check with me at the line for the play action, that's when you're in business. And that's what they hit on with him.
And there's no question, Jonathan, you hit something on the head that always, I think, is so critical for a team that runs the ball and then tries to throw off of it, is your run game and your play action pass off that run game should look very much the same. Because you have to understand, we started with this. Defensive players are not thinking in terms of, oh, it's the third quarter. Derrick Henry only has 42 yards on 14 carries. We don't have to worry about the run game anymore. That's not the way they're coached. What they're coached is that when they see a particular personnel package, a particular formation, and a particular action when the ball is snapped, that's what they're reacting to. They have no idea how many yards Derrick Henry has or any of those things that you hear people talk a lot about. So when you're a running football team, you can set up the defense and then you can leave it to your quarterback based on what he's seeing. And more than likely, he's seeing one of maybe two or three things that were practiced and game planned during the week because of the predictability of defenses in those situations. He knows exactly what he's getting. And that's why play action pass, you don't see 40 different concepts. You usually see a far smaller amount of concepts because you know what you can run against a predictable defense.
Another misconception. I think fans hear explosive plays and they think passing game. But in this offense, an explosive play can certainly be Ryan Tannehill checking to a run where he knows they can get a hat on a hat at the first level and allow Henry to run through the second level. That is an explosive play and goes down as a big one for this Titans offense because they get into the right play based on what Tannehill sees.
And that's a critical piece for a quarterback when you have a run game that is your foundation. He has to understand the fronts that he's facing. He has to understand where the run support is, where an unblocked defender is, and then the quarterback can check. And very often he's not checking out of a play. If it's a run play, for instance, he's not checking out of a run. What he can often do is check to a run to the a different side of the formation. If a run is called to the right and he comes to the line of scrimmage and he sees that the strength of the defense with its front and maybe its safety, depending on what the defense is to where the play is called, the huddle call, he can then at the line of scrimmage simply check to the other side where the numbers work better. Everything is a numbers game. And that's what the defense is trying to do as well to stop the run. They're trying to get more numbers to the run than the offense can block. So that part of it is very, very important. A lot of young quarterbacks coming into the league, and Ryan can speak to this as well, particularly if they come from spread offenses in college, this is not something they're used to at all. And it's a very, very critical piece of effective run games in the NFL.
As we continue to debunk the idea that every explosive play in the NFL is just chucking it deep on a go route 40 yards down the field, let's explore a little bit of the short passing game and how that can lead to explosive plays. Specifically, not running back screens, Greg, but maybe wide receiver screens, short passes. How can offenses use that to set up something big and maybe even set up something big in the run game, like Hutton was asking you about, by softening a defense up with that?
Well, you can do a lot of that formationally. I mean, it just popped into my head, and I think it was Jacksonville last year where it was off play action. It was probably first down. He hits A.J. Brown on a slant. He takes it to the house. I can picture in my mind the play's going right to left on my screen when I watch the play. And because A.J. Brown had a tight split, what often happens when you have a tight or reduced split where the wide receiver is closer to the bodies on the line of scrimmage as opposed to being split out wide, more often than not, if you do that out of base personnel, you're going to get a zone coverage and you're going to get an off coverage corner. And I remember this play specifically. That's exactly what happened. So A.J. Brown runs his route basically against air. Tannehill hits him in stride and he's got a lot of room to run. So you can do a lot of these kinds of things with your personnel, with your formation. You know how the defense will react. So run after catch becomes critical in these situations. And then obviously, depending on your receiver, we know someone like A.J. Brown is very, very good run after catch with his size, physicality, competitiveness. You can set up wide receiver screens, tunnel screens, bubble screens, and you get the ball in your playmaker's hands. And not every play is geared, obviously, to get go 60 yards for a touchdown. But if you can get your good receivers in space, then you can create explosive plays. Most teams in the passing game designate an explosive play as 20 or more yards.
Greg Cosell with us here on 104.5 The Zone. Let's discuss the route concepts now within the Titans offense off of the play action. Coach Mack always refers to the transcontinental routes, the TRCs, where they're crossing the field. And we saw that quite a bit and continue to see that with the crossers. How critical are those routes, and specifically, what are they needing from their receivers there at the line in order to get into that play and make it an explosive play off of a run-based concept?
Well, a major route concept that you see a ton on first and 10 with run-based teams is what we call the post-cross. And what you get a lot is you know you're going to get cover three, where it's a single high safety, but it's a zone concept. So what you get is you get a post on one side, and very often this might come out of what we, as I just described, reduced splits. You get a post on one side, and then on the other side, you get a crossing route. That's what Coach Mack is talking about. And it's a very simple read for the quarterback because he's going to turn his back to the defense for the play action element. And then when he snaps his head around, he's looking for the post safety. Because if the post safety stays deep to play the post and help the corner, then the crossing route from the backside is going to be wide open. So you hit those transcontinental crossers. Now, if that safety, and there's only one high safety here, if he jumps the crossing route, then what you have is you've got the post route with an outside leverage corner and nobody in the middle of the field, and you would throw the deep post. So you're working off play action, you're working off base personnel, you're working off tight formations, you know you're going to get cover three, and it's an either or read for the quarterback. He simply reads the post safety to either throw the crosser, which will be open, or the post if the safety jumps the crosser. So it's a very simple concept. Everybody runs it. It's really hard to defend.
So simple. I mean, I feel like so much of the, that's not run and gun, but so much of the wide open stuff seems to covet complicated. Is that fair, or is it just seem that way?
To be honest, I'm not sure it's fair, because I think what you're asking, when you start to go spread, let's say you start going more spread and you get either 2x2 sets, two receivers on each side, 3x1 set, three receivers on one side and one receiver on the other. What you're trying to do is give the quarterback what we call functional knowledge. The quarterback can't read 11 guys. That's just not humanly possible. So based on your route concept and what your anticipation of the defense is, and then the quarterback's understanding of what it is pre-snap, which of course he has to confirm on his first step when he does take the snap, you want him to have the functional knowledge of what's necessary for him to deliver the football on that given play. He can't read everybody. It happens too fast. You can't do that. So it's what knowledge is necessary based on the route combination and based on what the defense is. So you don't have to understand where all 11 defenders are. You don't even have to understand where six defenders are. You just have to understand that, hey, this is what I'm looking at. If I read it as man, this is who I'm throwing it to. If I read it as zone, here's the route combination that we have versus zone, and more than likely I'm throwing it to this guy. So that's really what you're trying to do. You're trying to simplify the game for the quarterback, not make it more complex.
The Titans are in a spot unlike a lot of offenses across the league. No offseason. They have their same offensive coordinator returning, quarterback, running back. We just discussed the base offense here. We've also discussed layering. They can come in and layer on what they've built as a foundation with Arthur Smith, as opposed to some other offenses who are now just starting from the ground level, working their way right now in camp. What do you expect to see layer-wise as you evaluate and watch this offense play last year in your film evaluation this offseason? Where are some areas we should watch early on to see them build off of what they accomplished?
Well, my sense would be that you'll see more formation variation and different splits with receivers. I think you'll see A.J. Brown being asked to do more now that he's going into his second season in terms of splits and where he lines up. I would love to see Jonnu Smith asked to do more, because I think he's really, really talented, and I think he's a big play weapon at the tight end position. So what you normally get to is you normally get to different ways to get to the route concept, because there's not 1,000 route concepts. So the concepts are the concepts. It's how you get to them formationally, personnel-wise, and I think that's the critical piece. You'd love to be in a position where all 5 eligible receivers on any given play are capable of understanding and executing all the different route concepts. That's what you would like to get to, because then you can show the defense all different formation and personnel looks, and that in and of itself makes it more difficult for the defense. So you want to get to the point where every receiver, all 5 eligibles on any given play call, can run any of the routes that are within your route concepts and combinations.
Today's visit, yet another example of why we love having Greg Cosell on weekly.
Absolutely.
Greg, thank you as always. And as always, we can't wait for next Wednesday.
Looking forward to it, guys. Thanks so much.